Hey everyone, I hope you are having an amazing day or afternoon or possibly evening, depending on when you're listening. Today we are going to be talking about what to do when your team is not supportive. So stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk, Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about all things career related, and I really just tell you how it is. I'm your host, Stephanie Dennis, and my background is in HR, which is what I have my master's degree in. And my passion is really having interesting and engaging conversation, helping others, and sharing my knowledge. So here we are. This is a good time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. Let's dive in. So I'm sure we've all been in a position or company or on a team where you feel like you're just not getting the support that you need. And there's a few things that you can do to help overcome that. So one thing I think we have to kind of realize and just accept is not all teams and colleagues are going to be super awesome and super supportive. I know that kind of sucks to say, but I think once we just be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like, not everyone's going to be great, right? However, that doesn't mean you can't be super awesome and super supportive. And typically, we're going to realize that our team kind of sucks, for lack of a better word, when we need the most help, right? So here's one thing to think about. Just because you're in a spot where you need help and your team isn't there for you, the help you get doesn't have to come from your team. So before you go and figure out who you want to ask for help and how you're going to get the support, there's a few things you can do ahead of time. So number one is get really clear on the exact problem that you're having or that you're struggling with. And number two is figuring out what is causing this issue or this problem and kind of the root cause, right? Like, do that root cause analysis. Number three is figuring out where you got stuck. So it's easy to know, okay, here's the problem. Here's why this thing is happening. It isn't always as easy to figure out like what part of the process you're getting stuck at. And then also number four is figuring out what have you already tried? And did any of those action items move the needle or have they been completely unsuccessful in making progress? So just doing a really quick analysis of kind of where you're at, what you've tried, because that's going to be helpful for that person that you reach out to. And then what you want to do is network. Are there other teams within your company that can help you? Oftentimes, you know, thinking about the HR world, right? I'm in recruiting and I may have this issue, but maybe my issue is more of a influence or people issue, right? So there are other teams within HR that could help me with that. So think about who else could possibly help you that may be on another team other than yours. And then number two, if you've already asked your colleagues for help and they're not able to help you, can you ask your boss or your manager? And vice versa, right? So if you've already asked your boss, could you ask your colleagues for help? And then number four, expanding that network, right, outside of your company. Are there people who you've worked with in the past? So your ex-coworkers that you could reach out to and that could possibly help. Are there previous leaders you've worked for that could be a resource for you? Look at your LinkedIn. Who are you connected with that's in a similar role or similar industry that you could reach out to for general guidance? If you don't have a personal relationship with that person, just be careful you're not sharing information you shouldn't be sharing outside your company. Just be mindful of that. Are there, you know, job specific meetups that you can go to? Can you post a general question on social media? So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Are there experts in your field that you can contact? So think about who's, you know, been a speaker at a conference you've been to. Are there industry publications and maybe the people who are contributing to those could possibly help? You know, think about podcasts and blogs and books. So there's ways to research these experts that you may not have direct connection with, but that could still possibly really help you. And then after you do that, really evaluate. You know, one thing I always like to think about is if I'm really struggling and no one's able to support me and I'm kind of left to my own devices, I'm usually fine with that. The work that I do is very independent in that when you're in a recruiting role, you are supporting many different teams and many different people, and you're interacting with a lot of candidates, but you don't necessarily partner day to day with other recruiters, if that makes sense. But if there is a time where I do need help and no one's there to help, I always take that time to evaluate. And not to say that that's what triggers people to move jobs, but it's just a time where, you know, if you're really struggling, or if you've just gone through a really tough time at work, or you're coming up on a really tough time at work, I always think there are certain things, right, that happen at work that can trigger you to evaluate things and just make sure that you're in the spot you're supposed to be in. So think about, you know, is this a company you want to work for and stay at? Is this the type of leader you want to work for? Is this the type of team I want to be on? And more often than not, the answers to those questions are going to still be yes. However, as life changes, as we all know, right, life changes, which could cause the answers to those questions to change over time. And, you know, it's okay to move on if, you know, this becomes a long-term issue. If you're in a role where you need support on a regular basis, and for months and months and months, you're not getting that support for whatever reason, and there is no light at the end of the tunnel. So let's say, you know, you are going through something really hard and you're looking for support and you don't have it because your manager left and they're trying to find you a new one. That's probably more of a short-term problem, right? If you work for a shitty manager and they're just not supportive of you, that's a longer-term problem, right? So if, you know, there is a long-term issue that's not temporary, it's okay to move on and say, hey, this isn't the best fit for me. Just be mindful, right? Every time we make a move, one, it's stressful, it's very time-consuming, and two, it's not necessarily like a given that the next place you go to is going to be any better. More often than not, it's a good time to figure out, what can I do to make this better? And again, it's okay to move on. If it's not a good fit, let me tell you, for candidates, the job market is great. So, and I get to say that because as a recruiter, it's becoming harder and harder, I feel like, every year. So after you evaluate, I would encourage you to really continue to be a rock star. You know, if you're listening to a podcast about careers and looking to be better, you're probably really good at what you do. Continue to be that rock star. Communicate your progress, what the roadblocks are, what your struggles are, what the solutions are. Stay consistent, you know, ask for that flexibility, create a plan, understand the goals that you're working towards, take control. You know, you can't fix or change it all. So we need to accept that, especially in the workplace, but we can do our best to move the needle, right? And perform well, you know, and huge kudos if you can deliver when you're up against major obstacles, because I know that's not easy. So I feel like the times where we struggle and we need support and we don't get it, you know, the silver lining is that's usually a really good resume builder for you. You had to do this thing and you couldn't do the thing. And here's this major goal that you were able to accomplish despite of not being able to get ABC, right? So that's what I have for you today. I hope you found this information helpful and valuable. If you have questions you want me to answer, head over to the show notes. I have a Google survey link. You can enter them there. As always, thank you very, very, very much for taking the time to be here and show up for yourself and listen. I really appreciate it. You can find more info in the show notes over at the website, StephDennis13. If you want to work together, you can find more over at listentocareertalk.com. And if you want to help financially support the podcast, you can do so with the PayPal link below. And if you're on the Anchor app, you can support it there, as well as within that same app, you can leave me a voice message if you'd like to reach out. I would love to hear from you. And if you have a minute, please take some time to leave a rating and or review. It really does help. Or share with a friend if you feel like they would benefit from this podcast. You can find me on the socials over at StephDennis13, and Career Talk Podcast has their own Facebook page as well as Instagram. So feel free to check that out as well. I will leave the links in the show notes. You guys are so awesome. I hope you have an amazing, fantastic, fabulous rest of your day.